When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
How much blame, again, if you want to use the term, should we put on the sighted community for some or all of the things they do against us? In particular, I was thinking about how, whether unconsciously or not, they seem to consider us less than human or sort of diminish our dignity. You know, and thinking in not letting us decide, for instance, what we should do and what's best for us, and thinking they are better at doing so. Or, you know, talking down to us or loudly or just a number of things where they seem to think that limited vision necessarily equals limited intelligence. Again, is it an unconscious thing? Is it a blameless act? Is it something they're doing completely innocently? Or is there something more to it? What do you guys think? Are sighted people to be blamed for their considering us somehow less human, reducing our dignity, considering us of less mental capacity or whatever, just because we're blind? Are they to be blamed, and why or why not?
We all should be ambassadors and educators and teach people about what the blind community can do.
The two things I wish sighted people would do is to show respect and to have an open mind.
Imagine just taking out what they're saying about sighted people and inputting the word blind. Would you be offended? You know, all blind people, they are, you know, all sighted people, they're ignorant and, you know, they don't know and they don't even want to help me and you know, they don't want to do this and that and whatever. And then if you took out sighted and put blind, you know, would you be offended? So I guess that's just my approach to this whole thing. And in a way, I'm sort of, you know, I guess sometimes when people rant and rave about sighted people, it sort of is offensive, because I know a lot of people who are sighted who are very helpful, who are very open-minded, who treat me like a human being, who ask for my opinion. You know, then there's other people who don't, but I think that there's probably blind people out there as well who are like that, who, you know, treat people as they're not real good people.
That's the other thing I was going to say. If sighted people haven't been around blind people so at all, and they don't know what blind people can and can't do, so of course they're going to think that we're less of a person because they don't know.
Well, should we blame the sighted? I don't know. My belief about blaming is, if we blame anybody for anything, that stops our growth. If we find fault in anybody, we are stopping our growth. So can we get irritated? That can't be helped. But I believe blame is kind of a word that for me has been, and I've learned throughout life, that it's been a... blame is a stop word. Stops us from growing. So I don't like to think about that way. You have different environments, different types of people, and how the person has progressed through life determines how they're going to respond to certain things. Their mentality level, their educational level, their, you know, what they've taught as a child is going to be very important on how they respond to certain things. A lot of times, people who come against something that they don't know how to do or that they aren't comfortable with, they will take an aggressive way of handling it. And then there's people who are confident and more, you know, I don't want to say educated, but that's the truth of it, more educated. And whenever they come across certain things, they handle it in a much more diplomatic manner. Here's where I have a problem. If you start blaming, that makes an excuse for you not to grow. And that's why I have so much problem with, you know, people talk about the unemployment rate amongst blind people is so bad. And, you know, because it's easy. It's easy to sit and say, well, you know, sighted people don't want to employ us. They don't, you know, they don't give us a chance. They don't, you know. Well, in some cases that might be true, but, you know, the time that we spend in talking about that and dwelling on it and feeling anger about it and rebellious, whatever you want to call it, it takes away from our doing something about it.
If you portray yourself as somebody that, you know, is, like I said, confident and knows how to do things, then they won't see you as a helpless blind person.
Coming from a sighted background, 22 years before I lost my sight, I didn't know any blind people. I didn't know anything about blindness, and I didn't know what blind people could do. I don't know how I would have reacted or interacted with a blind person if I came into contact with them. And I don't think that even if I did something wrong, as we all see it, I don't think that's because I'm being a jerk or I think that I'm better than that person. It's because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you cannot blame the sighted community.
You know, all these things that there are out there to kind of raise awareness. But the reality is that no matter how many articles people write online, there's going to be a huge population that never see those. Not everybody's on Twitter. Not everyone's on Facebook and reads those articles when they see them. A lot of people scroll right past them because it has nothing to do with them.
I don't know, this whole idea of blaming the sighted and, you know, carrying that around and all this kind of, yeah, it's a kind of a negative kind of a thing. I think also it probably depends on your influences and your own perspective, your own background. I suppose who your circle is really, like if you're around blind people all the time, if they are your only contact, well then I suppose it is probably something that, you know, that you will kind of think it's us against them and this sort of thing, which isn't really helpful. You know, I suppose it's societal things. I guess unemployment is so high, it doesn't help. You know, but Melissa did make the point as well that we are more visible, like compared to, you know, years ago where we were blind people, where, well, if you want to go back into historical disability, we're locked away, or we are much, much more visible now. There are graduates who are coming out, you know, that are visually impaired as well, which is a good thing. You know, but I suppose, no, I wouldn't say like that it's we shouldn't blame sighted people. Yeah, you'll always get people who are like, you know, don't really understand, or, you know, kind of no matter what you do, you could have like, oh, I don't know, people who will just kind of want to treat you like a child. Or, but I suppose the best way of looking at it is in terms of, I suppose, if we want to kind of vent and we want to kind of rant and stuff like that, I suppose the best thing to look at it is like to kind of talk about these things with our own peers, because it is only blind people that will understand. Now, in saying that, then again, it comes up, a different thing comes up as well in terms of whether you've always been blind or whether you've acquired blindness. You know, again, that's a different, very different thing as well, because they will experience different things to a person who's always been blind will. Yeah, there are things that will, you know, they will obviously be able to identify with, but not right to blame them, sighted people, and it's not them against us.
I think the root of the problem is just a lack of awareness. The high unemployment rate, you know, blind people need to get out more in the world in order for sighted people to understand them and in order for sighted people to know what they are capable of. I think the human spirit is compelled to help, but at no price should your respect and your dignity be removed from you as a human. If a person is treating you with disrespect and not being polite, there is no obligation for you to accept their help. I will not accept help from somebody who is treating me with disrespect.
At the end of the day, it's all about how you interact with people. There should not be an expectation that people are going to just automatically know how to deal with us, what our abilities are, what our inabilities are. I don't want to say how to speak to us, because they should know how to speak to us, but you just shouldn't be blaming people.
You know, I don't think we can blame them that much. I think because of the huge unemployment rate that there is for the blind people, and, you know, the lack of integration really in the sighted world can be a huge factor in this. There is sighted people in this world that will never meet a blind person ever in their life. And I think that whatever assumptions they have about blindness will always be there. And also the fear that they may have of blindness contributes to that as well. Not knowing someone that's blind and not seeing what a blind person is capable of and the abilities of a blind person, their assumptions will always be the lowest that they can be. And I think that for most sighted people, when they do come across a blind person, I really truly think that they are truly thinking that they're helping us. I think it makes them feel better. They can go home and pat themselves on the back and say, you know, I helped that person find a chair, or I carried that person across the street, or whatever they're doing. I mean, they are feeling great. And we are feeling like crap because we know our abilities and we know that we can do it. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're the ones that have issues. No, I'm kidding. I don't think that they truly want to make us feel less of a person than what we are. I think that they want to make themselves feel better. And, you know, not knowing what we're capable of, you know, They don't know what they're doing. I really don't think that they can be blamed. And until we can raise the employment and get more blind people working in the sighted world and integrating into that world, I think that we're always going to have this.
I think sometimes when we talk about people, we don't maybe necessarily think we're going to offend people. But I think sometimes we do, and especially when we just use a word like sighted, because it encompasses a whole lot of people.
Even in the almost 6 years that I've been blind, I've met a lot of blind people that can't really function on their own. Everywhere they go, it's sighted guide. They won't even use a public restroom by themselves. They literally need help with everything.
I don't really think that we can necessarily blame the sighted for the problems or for what happens to us in life. It all depends on a person's outlook on their life and how they choose to deal with it. If you have a positive outlook on life and the sighted public sees you doing so, they're going to remember the positive and what you've done. Sometimes we dwell too much on the negative. Do I think we can blame the sighted for our problems? I say no. We make our life what it is. The sighted just react to our attitudes. It's like anything else.
Part of this whole problem is kind of our own fault. If the sighted world has such low expectations of blind people, whose fault is that? Because they don't see everybody. They don't see all blind people out having jobs and working and being involved in the community. So when they see that, what are they supposed to think? If blind people aren't out there doing everything that sighted people do, of course they're going to think that we aren't as capable. Even if many of us are, the reality is that a huge portion aren't, or at least are unwilling to do so. So until we as a blind community change, I don't think the perspective of the sighted people is going
to
change.
I think it has to do with how we project ourselves, how we present ourselves as people, how we act as people, what our skill level is, how we were raised, how we were taught, you know, certain things that were like instilled in us, and the experience level that we have. And the reason I say how we were raised and how we were taught is because I think that plays an important role in developing skills that are needed for life. And most importantly, and one of the things that I haven't really heard much about, and the reason I bring this up is because I think it has a lot to do with it. Okay, so I haven't heard anybody really bring up the topic of social skills, social interaction, when it comes to people with visual impairments or people who are blind. And the reason I bring this up is because I think that that has to do with how people view us in a way. Because if we lack those skills and we lack those abilities to socialize and interact with people appropriately and to adapt and to understand various social factors and type of conventions, I think that plays a significant role. Because if you don't know how to talk to people or interact with people, how can you explain to them things about being blind? Or how can you explain when they ask you certain questions about, you know, how much can you see, or how do you do this, or do you need help, and all of that? Because some people really just don't know how to talk to people. And I just think that has to do with communication skills. And this could be said about any group of people, not just blind people.
Sometimes there's just those moments when you come across that person in the public that wants to have their Boy Scout moment and help you across the street. And they're going to do it. By gosh, they're going to do it, aren't they? Are they doing it for themselves? Or are they doing it for you? You know, it's hard to make that decision. But like I said, it's an opportunity to educate. And hopefully you react to that in a way that'll lend to educating them.
What do you guys think about that? It's something I've been kind of mulling over again over the past couple of days. What do you guys think about that? It's something I've been
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between
the limited expectations and the reality
of blind abilities.
Follow us on the web at blindabilities.com and at b18cast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at blindabilities. We're also on Audioboom at Blind Abilities channel and b18cast channel.